Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you've gone into a fitness class, and you know, some of these instructors, they really strut around the club, they strut around the class. Maybe you feel intimidated, you're not quite sure if you like this instructor, but you've heard that they're a really good workout. You know, how do you know if your instructor isn't really all that they may think that they are? My guest is Grace DeSimone. She is the editor of ACSM's resources for the group fitness instructor. She is the expert in this. So, Grace, 7 reasons why your group exercise instructor isn't all that.
She's not all that in a bag of chips, as my daughter would say. So here we go. Number one, the instructor is not currently certified. Pet peeve of mine as a director, people get their certification. Now, certification means that you are minimally competent. That is all. That means you must continue to study and stay updated on current trends and information that is constantly streaming through the health and fitness industry. So by getting recertified every year, that it doesn't ensure, but at least it indicates, number one, that you care about being a professional, and number two, you're staying up to date on what's current. So you're not giving advice that you had from 1984 that is not current anymore. It's also important for legal reasons. If something happens and you get hurt in the class and then you find out your instructor hasn't been certified since 1984, you're not going to be happy. Everybody's going to be in trouble. So that's number one. Number two, they do the same routine over and over and over. The routine does not change. It's stale. And the instructor never varies the routine based on who's in the class. The mark of a talented instructor and a caring instructor is one who teaches who is in front of them and can modify based on what's going on. That's important. And also freshens things up and it stays with current trends. And you don't want to be doing the same thing all the time because, as we talked about in the last segment, your body adapts to it and it doesn't have that great effect that it should have if the instructor is changing things up regularly. Number three. They never offer a modification. That's really important. So in a class, the instructor should be giving something for people who, like I always say, if it bothers your knees, do this. If you can't be on your hands, you can be on your forearms. They're giving regular information. So as you're doing an exercise and you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I should be doing this because it's hurting my back, something should be offered in a really great instructor. That information should be coming from them. Maybe not every class, but if you're there on a regular basis, you should hear it. If you go up and speak to the instructor before or after the class and you ask them for that, a great instructor will include that information within the class for your benefit. So if you say, you know, I have trouble doing this, here's what you're going to do instead. Number four, they're only looking at themselves, totally focused on themselves. In the mirror, staring at themselves.
I have seen that before. Looking at themselves, that is hilarious that you even say that because I've seen that in so many classes where the instructor is really focusing on their own muscles and how their body looks and, you know, all that stuff.
Fixing their hair and not seeing, you know, meanwhile somebody's in the back like panting and they're and they're checking themselves out. So only focused on themselves, and it's a workout for them, for him or herself. They're not focused on the group at large. You see people, you know, you should look at a class and the class should look like they're relatively all doing the same things. You might see somebody's jumping, somebody's not jumping because they're given choices. But for the most part, it should look like a nicely choreographed dance. They should look like they're in sync. If the class, the instructor's up there doing something and half the class isn't able to follow, they're kind of looking confused or it has that hiccup look, like it's a stalled look, something's wrong. So that is number four. Number five, you cannot hear them over the music. The music is so loud, you can't hear them. Now, many people learn by processing through their ears. They are auditory learners. So by shutting off that the ability for them to hear the direction, they're not able to learn or process. Not everybody's a visual learner. So it's important. And if you're in a class and you can't hear the instructor, and you kind of signal them, like point to your ears, I can't hear you, and they just blow you off, that's not nice either. You want to be able to hear them. It's important. Number six, you're a newcomer, and they totally ignore you, like you don't exist. You're in the back, you look like a wallflower, you weren't welcomed in, hello, who's new, welcome to the class, you're completely ignored, you feel like you're back in the high school cafeteria and you don't know which table to sit at for lunch. If you have that feeling, the instructor should be welcoming you and also making you feel welcome within the group, because it takes a lot to walk over that door jamb as a new person in an instructor in a class where the instructor is supposed to be all that. So,
well, and sometimes you even notice that in a class like that there's almost cliques. Everybody knows each other. They've been in class a while together. The instructor's high-fiving them when they come in. And so you're right. It is a little intimidating, and you're brave to just walk into those classes. And so you should be welcomed in like you're joining, you know, any kind of thing where they want new people. And these instructors do want new people, so they better be nice to you. Because Grace DeSimone is looking over their shoulders. So give us the last one.
They never review form. They never talk about your form, minding your knees, really looking at the class because they're so busy looking at themselves. They're not really looking and providing information for the class to say, hey, let's improve our form. You know, I stop my class a lot and say, stop, let's all talk about what we're doing. This is what it should look like. This is what it should feel like. Then we refresh and go back to the exercise, and it's like magic. It's like, ta-da! Everybody looks great because we had a little form check. That should happen on a regular basis, and you should be working toward the form. And when you look at the class, and the class is all in poor form, that doesn't say very much about the instructor now, does it?
Absolutely not. And just to sort of go over Grace's seven reasons your group instructor isn't all that, they are not certified and currently certified or up-to-date certifications. The routine rarely changes. They've got to keep updating the routine and circling it around so you're getting a lot of different things. Doesn't offer modifications. If you can't do something a specific way, they offer you with their cues ways to do it differently. Focusing on his or her own workout, I know as a trainer that I would love to work out with my clients, but it's not my workout that they're paying for. It's their own. So, you know, watch for those. That cracks me up. You cannot hear them over the music. You need those cues. They ignore newbies. You feel a little too intimidated to join that class, and they don't discuss proper form. Grace even stops her classes to correct the form. So, you know, these are such great bits of information. And in the last minute here, minute and a half or so, Grace, wrap it up for us about group fitness instructors not being all of that and what they should be. Just about a minute.
What they should be is welcoming and working toward the group at large. I speak here for the folks that are brave enough to walk across the door jamb. You have every right to be in that class as much as all the people that are in their clique. So go in, be proud, introduce yourself, make your presence known. Hi, I'm Mary, I'm new to your class. You should feel welcome. And if you're not, try another class.
Now, you say you stop a class. Do people get mad at you for stopping a class? We only have 30 seconds or so.
No. Most of the people who come to me because I'm safe, I correct form. They love the fact that I'm, you know, really scanning over the class, looking at them, and I walk around through the class and make corrections as I'm going through. So they're on point. They like it. For people who don't like that, they're not in my class. So my people, yes, and they know if I'm stopping, it's like, oh, well, now what? But what I can tell you is when I do those form checks, which I don't do all the time, but every so often everybody needs to, you know, step it up, they improve exponentially after we have a little stop and a chat and I give them something to think about. They're off and running. And then I can use that later on and just refer to that example I gave them, and they're good to go.
Rock on. The way to tell if your instructor is all that. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.